that Burkina Faso is aware of the contribution made by human rights defense associations in promoting and protecting people's rights, particularly against the backdrop of a difficult security situation. So despite this difficult security situation, Burkina Faso has made efforts to strengthen the legal and institutional frameworks for protecting human rights defenders. With this in mind, since 2017, we've adopted a law which provides protection to human rights defenders. This obliges the state to provide protection to human rights defenders. There's a specific protection mechanism for human rights defenders which was established by that law, and that mechanism is triggered whenever a human rights defender, as part of his or her activities, is threatened and refers the matter to the state. On two occasions, the government has triggered the protection mechanism for a human rights defender who informed the state that they felt threatened, and that occurred in 2021 and 2023. And in fact, I myself coordinated the actions in order to ensure the protection of the human rights defender in those cases. Furthermore, the National Human Rights Commission has a handbook for how to proceed in these cases, and this has been made operational in the National Human Rights Commission so that they can provide support to human rights defenders as they go about their activities, so that they can be safe when they are promoting and protecting people's rights in the field. On the institutional front, I'd like to point out that in the Ministry of Human Rights, there is a particular directorate which is responsible for partnerships with human rights associations. Part of its activities, that directorate has implemented a number of support activities for human rights defense associations. So in addition to the partnerships which allow those associations to request funding from the state for their activities, there's also a council which brings together the NGOs and the government, and the government has been strengthening NGOs' capacities on the legal framework so that they can be more effective in the field as they defend people's rights. Financial support is also provided. It may not be a great deal, but the ministry does provide financial support in order to help the associations implement their activities. In addition, I would also like to point out that civil society organizations are key partners for the government when it comes to promoting and protecting human rights. With that in mind, they are constantly involved in all the national initiatives in the area of promoting and protecting human rights. They are stakeholders on the follow-up to the implementation of legal instruments. They join the interministerial committee in preparing the reports to treaty bodies and also follow up on the implementation of the recommendations made by the treaty bodies, including by the Committee on Enforced Disappearance. Civil society organisations are represented then in that report drafting committee. So we can say that there is a legal and institutional framework which ensures that human rights associations defenders can go about their activities safely. And I also mentioned that protection mechanism set up by law 039, we make sure that the appropriate measures are taken when we're approached by human rights defenders who claims to feel threatened as they go about their duties. Thank you very much, Minister. That's all I have to say.
Je voudrais aussi, Monsieur le Président.
Chair, before I give the floor back to one of the members of the delegation, I myself would like to take the floor on the